introduce our second speaker, who is Greg S.
Come on.
My name is Greg X. And I'm an addict. Nah, it's okay. I believe it. I believe that was innocent. I don't think you meant to do that. So it's all good. It's all good. I want to first thank God and the members of Narcotics Anonymous for one more day without the use of drugs. I want to thank the members of this committee, this convention body, for allowing me to come to share my experience, strength, and hope. As a matter of fact, it's a beautiful convention. Let's put our hands together for the brothers. In Ocean City, Maryland. And let's thank Bobby for sharing her experience. As I was sitting there just listening and paying attention and taking notes, you know, mental notes, I'm like, it's not enough time to talk on my subject and talk about what she talked about. So I want to stick to what I have to say. Okay. When she talked about her friend Kevin, it made me think of you, Eric. Yeah. It made me think of you. I'm here from the South. I know, see, I should have said shit to him. I'm here from the South Jamaica, Queens area. And I got my recovery started out in that house on Farmers Boulevard that they call the I Can Club. So I identified with her, and I'm glad that she came around 92. That was more closer to the raw. You take that and marinate on that for a minute. So my subject is the seventh tradition. When I come to meetings, and whenever I'm in a step meeting, tradition meeting, whatever that meeting may be, as particularly when we're dealing with spiritual principles, and we are on the seventh tradition, I ask myself, how did you get acquainted with the seventh tradition? How did you get acquainted with steps and traditions? What's this stuff about spiritual principles? Something had to happen in order for me to be interested in spiritual principles. Generally, by the time we get to Narcotics Anonymous, that means life has gone horribly wrong. Is that right? My membership in Narcotics Anonymous was preceded by a thorough ass whipping. I'm talking about a particular ass whipping. Many of you have been acquainted with ass whipping. I know that. But I'm talking about a particular ass whipping that is administered by drugs. I'm talking about the physical ass whippings that come with fucking people money up. You know that, right? But there's something about the spiritual ass whipping that go with drugs. You know that ass whipping that nobody even have to lay their hands on you. When you're surrounded by obsession and compulsion. You know what I'm talking about? Let me make it a little clearer. You know when you want another hit and you ran out of money? Huh? That look your mother gave you after you stole some shit out the house. That's an ass whipping, is that right? Huh? You remember the memories of the things that we had to do to get another hit. You remember those things? Why the fuck y'all looking at me like that? You understand? See, what happens is this program works so well that we can forget why we're here. We come here now and we're more savvy. We got new literature. We're here. We got speakers up the kazoo. People are talking all over the country. Is that right? And they're telling you things like it ain't about drugs no more. And so we so intellectually inept in Narcotics Anonymous that we forgot about the pipe. You forgot what preceded. I forgot what preceded my admission into Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't just wake up and say, I think I'll go to NA today. Something had to happen. I had to visit a mental institution first. They call them rehabs. So any of y'all here from on a day trip from your rehab, you're in a mental institution. No disrespect. Go look at it. So some of you are saying, well, what about the tradition? You wait a minute. I'm sharing right now. I assure you that I will take you and visit the tradition with you and probably visit areas of that tradition that you haven't considered. And I'm wondering if you've been through them. Going to tradition meetings don't mean you've been guided through them. Oh, shit, it's getting quiet now. So I got to Narcotics Anonymous with a thoroughly whipped ass, and there were people in place already that had already received their ass whippings. And they were sitting here waiting for me to get here. They said, welcome, we knew you was coming. And they said, we have principles that ever remind us to place principles before personalities. So they had already been guided through the steps and traditions, so they said, we're going to start you with the pamphlets. And we started with the pamphlet on the spiritual journey. I like what Bobby said when she gives to our sponsor. She said, I'm going to give you this, that, and the other to read and write and tell me your understanding. How do you understand it? The basic text says that we have to, we were in need of a re-education. Everything we knew about the truth needed to be revived. So I needed God to intervene in my understanding of things. I don't come from a place where we talk about spiritual principles and obsession and compulsion. I'm from the hood. I'm from South motherfucking Jamaica, right? We don't, yo, son, I'm obsession and compulsion. Got me. I'm feeling obsessed, son. Yo, I love it. Listen, check this out. Now, you say, oh, he's cursing. If you don't mind, can I express myself in a meeting the way I know how to? Check this out, right? This, she said the person's delivery. Wait a minute. What about your reception? So if a person is expressing themselves the way they honestly know how to express themselves, and if you are alienated by that, what's wrong with your receptors? Or does that member have to be a member of your design? So already, she already opened the door when she said, I ain't here to tell you what to do. I ain't your mother. So you ain't my sponsee sons and all that. You ain't got no parents in here. Ain't my mother. You're a sponsor. The basic text or the sponsorship pamphlet said the sponsor should have a firm grasp on the program. And let us not mistake what the program is. The program is found in the pages of the basic text. Before you journey off into all these other literatures, why don't you get acquainted with the root of all literature? Because if you don't have an understanding of the seed, you're probably going to misunderstand the fruit. So you're standing around quoting from branches and having no understanding of the root. Anyway, now, how much time I got, man? So I know that my delivery is not like some like it to be, so they'll try to pack me in a room somewhere around 1:30 at a convention. But I come, and I'm going to share my experience, strength, and hope, because somebody's in the meeting that's going to identify with what I'm saying, that's going to be able to receive my delivery. Is that right? I got a right to my delivery. Diversity is our strength. We don't have to stand around sounding like everybody else. So I'm thankful that I know that the traditions and the steps, they go hand in hand. We're on the seventh tradition, which is directly related to the seventh step. We humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. Humbly. Not enough time to guide you through the first six steps that's there, because I already said other things that's outside of the topic, so I know that's going to be under scrutiny later when they don't know the fuck is this guy. Yeah, right? Huh? So, but let's go. We're going to ride. Let's ride, right? So in the seventh tradition, we're talking about, we humbly ask them to remove our shortcomings. What is a shortcoming? I was taught that a shortcoming is a defect that's acted out on. You know, it's one thing to have defective thinking. I want to smack the shit out of that. That's defective. Bah! Shortcoming.
Wow.
We got a simple program. We got a simple program that we can follow in our daily lives. Anytime you make this thing more complicated than it actually is, there's a problem. Anytime that there's elite members, that there's certain members that you can only approach them if you know the particular way to quote from the brand new literature, that's a problem. So we're talking about shortcoming. Is begging not a shortcoming? Begging. I'm in perfect health, but can I get a quarter? What happened to you, mister? Well, I'm on drugs. And drugs has the power to take me and be something that I really am not. So you will find me as a beggar because I'm subjected to the disease of addiction. So you see me outside of my dignity and self-respect. You had a quarter? So instead of relying on God to motivate me to do that which I can do for myself, I become a thief. Let me get that. Is that not a shortcoming? Huh? And we are at home, and your mother and your grandmother that loved you and nurtured you and cared for you, they can't turn their back because you inside their pocketbook. Is that not a shortcoming? Huh? It's defective to think it, but if you are actually a residential thief, a pathetic Alexander Monday, you at the house stealing from the, is that not a shortcoming? So in our seventh tradition, if God blesses us to come to Narcotics Anonymous and face these things and taking a look at those shortcomings and humbly asking Him. Humble meaning I know I can't relieve this of myself, so I'm petitioning you, God, to come and take the weight of that shortcoming out of my spirit. So in the tradition, it said we are fully self-supporting, declining outside contribution. I'm saying that God has came and rescued our soul and restored our dignity. Is that right? So you don't find us begging. Well, some people just got to have it. So in the seventh tradition, listen, what's the street word for jealousy?
Hater.
So before I came here, I know that y'all said that we were going to deal with the seventh tradition. I want to visit that word. See, we talked about delivery, but it's reception as well. It's delivery and reception. You're a male person, you got to deliver the mail. Is that correct? But you need the proper receptacle to place that mail. Is that right? If the mailbox is defective, they can't place that mail in there. Now, can they? And so it is with your mind. If your mind is defective, if a person is delivering you some mail, but it's not open enough to receive it on the level that it's delivered, then you are in a defective place. Is that right? See, listen. This comes from two questions asked under the guidance of a sponsor. What it means to me. What it means to me and what it asks me to do. What it means to me and how does it keep me clean in the traditions. Two simple questions that's always evolving. So I don't have to grab the book and tell you. See, this book is a wonderful book. I was reading it. I have some challenges I can put forth, but it's good reading. But this book, no, there's no disrespect to the book. But can I speak my mind? Yeah. See, when you got your own mind, you can read things critically. Huh? I didn't come here to be a robot. I'm an NA member, but I ain't nobody's goddamn robot. And I ain't nobody's unpaid marketer that just run around marketing shit. Huh? So it says some wonderful things in here, and as I was reading, I was like saying, wow, I wonder if these were members that wrote this. It sounds like they're members. They sound like they're having a grasp on our steps and traditions. But what they wrote, and they have to stay anonymous if they're going to do service, so they can't say, well, I wrote it. So we don't know exactly who wrote it, but we're hoping that it's one of our members that wrote this, right? Huh? But at the end of the day, this is
their understanding. It don't mean it's a bad understanding. I'm not disrespecting their understanding. I'm only saying that it's theirs. So if I was taught, if I take other person's understanding and represent it without saying that it's their understanding, I'm a plagiarist. Isn't that plagiarism? We all right? Everybody all right? So in the, so we need to understand that the traditions are set in place for service. And no person is bigger than the group. Do you understand that world is at the bottom? So when you tell yourself, dude, we're having a disagreement, let's call world. No, 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 no. World's supposed to call you. But since you, this is why you get all this, I'm talking about the traditions now, so that you'll understand our place in Narcotics Anonymous and how we deal with each other. So I want to go to a couple of notes that I made from in this particular book. The fact that we are self-supporting changes the nature of the conversation we have with the public. We are not seeking donations or grants. Ain't that nice? When you're self-supporting, you stop being a beggar. Please, you got a couple of dollars? No, that's not what we do. We come together and we contribute to our cause. I was taught that you finance what you believe in. So when we make meetings, we pass the basket so that we can pay our what? Rent, our literature, and amenities. Is that right? And then when we go to a place that allows us to express ourselves in complete creative freedom. Here's the challenge. When you start taking meeting spaces and say, take off your hat. Don't say a curse. I know it sounds well-meaning, but you haven't done no work. The work ain't got nothing to do with how you feel about something. This is not going on your feelings. We're going on the guidelines and the principles. What happened to that addict that does not have the command of the English language? All they know is profanity. So do we close the door on them? Have you ever seen that addict whose hat is his coat, hat, sweater, and blanket? Huh? Maybe that addict's hat is the only thing that will listen to him. Where your receptive's at? Where your receptive? See, now you got a whole nother delivery. It's not a mechanical delivery or a uniform delivery that everybody's saying. Now you set up contemplation in your mind. You gotta think this. You gotta consider what's being said. Cause our message is hope and the promise of freedom. And it's not for one in particular member or a particular style of member. It's for all members and potential members. Is that right? We still friends? Everybody alright? So it talks about spiritual principle. You ever been in a meeting, and we're still on the seventh tradition, fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions, so we don't compromise what we believe. Bobby, I appreciate Bobby, and I respect her. But our literature said that our meetings are under no surveillance at any time. And we read that before every meeting. And we don't want to do anything that causes our literature to be a lie. So if we're sitting in a meeting, and it's a surveillance camera right on top of us, somebody's lying. Hard to deal with, right? They gave us such a good price. It's hard to come by meeting places, you know. Yeah, but we're growing and evolving. The rent might need to evolve in order for us to maintain the integrity of Narcotics Anonymous. Because I know if I come in coked up and I see a camera, oh shit, ain't no telling what. I'm already paranoid. And we got this shit. Oh, fuck. You motherfuckers, what? They're watching, they're listening. Oh, this is this me? 5 minutes. Goddamn, all right. So we say, you hear us say the spiritual principle behind this step, or the spiritual principle, right? So now this book here says it's many spiritual principles. I've been telling you that. You can't tell me that the, if you have the power of English language, when you say the principle, that means that there's no principle beyond that principle. So you're speaking for yourself. What you should say is the principle that sticks out to me. It is not the principle, because there's a host of spiritual principles that go with the seven traditions. Gratitude, anonymity, dignity. There goes dignity again. We went to a comedy show last night. We make our contributions, creativity. If you go study it in this book, when it starts talking about creativity and start talking about dignity, the way they dealt with us was not dignifying. You mistreated us last night. It wasn't Narcotics Anonymous. It was you that was in the leadership of that particular committee. You need to be re-looked at. Then you come out trying to speak steps as if that's why it's so important for newer members to get somebody to guide you through, because people will misuse steps. People will misuse traditions. You heard what she said about our anniversary or whatever it was. People will misrepresent this program depending on how popular they are will determine how far to fly. Everybody all right? I don't expect to be getting any more commitments. But this is what you call integrity. When you speak the truth regardless of who's on the committee. I'm from South Jamaica, Queens area, a small area, an area that we work hard and diligently to be of service to our members. Do you understand what I'm saying? Without conditions, where people can come and be themselves and learn at the pace that they learn. We don't get to put the clock on folks. But there was something else here that I wanted to... What did we say was the word for jealousy? Mm-hmm. And many of you, I told you that for years. I say they in here. And then you took it personal because I said it. But now, you don't have to take it personal. The anonymous writer says this. Look, some of you are sad, but it's coming from the program. You say you love it, right? You say you into literature, right? So let's delve into your literature. Look at you. I can see many of you considering things you never considered in your journey in Narcotics Anonymous. Listen what the anonymous writer says. We tend to struggle with greed, jealousy, responsibility, and possessiveness. This is why you run around talking about those are my sponsees. Don't go over there with him because you jealous. You a fucking hater, right? With I delivered it in the word hater. The book said jealous. Depends on the receiver. Is that right? So we are fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions, so it allow us to be ourselves and allow us to recover and complete creative freedom. Some people are going to speak in Ebonics. Some people are going to speak the King's English. Some people, right? Our job is to be able to connect with their emotions and see if we can guide them to a place where they're comfortable with staying drug free. My name is Greg. I'm an addict.